This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk. Those guys will always listen. This slipped by me. You guys knew this, but maybe a lot of our listeners don't. Big Screen's Lois Lane has died.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Kidder passed away on Sunday at her home in Livingston, Montana. She was 69 years old. Her cause of death is unknown. Funeral arrangements for the Canadian-born actress are pending. Kidder rose to fame in 1978 for her role as Lois Lane in Superman opposite Christopher Reeve. She also starred in the Amityville Horror in 1979 and appeared in movies such as Black Christmas and Heartaches.
Who shows up at the funeral, Superman or Clark Kent?
Oh, that's a great question, Rockstar. I would say Clark Kent.
You're going to disappoint one of them.
Yeah.
Clark Kent. She liked Clark more than Superman, right?
Oh, I don't know.
No, she seemed in love with Superman. Mental health problems. I remember when all that went down in the mid-90s, where she basically she flipped out.
Mm.
Manic depressive.
Good career she had.
Yeah, I mean, outside of Superman, I don't know what you would really say.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the Amityville Horror when I was a kid. But don't think she had an illustrious career. Sad. 69. Pretty early. This is a weird headline. Students, parents upset with caged tiger at prom.
Oh.
I shouldn't be caged. Let him out.
So touchy these days.
Yeah, this one out of Miami. Things got a little wild at one high school prom, and some students and their parents are not very happy about it.
Who brought Mike Tyson to the prom?
Christopher Columbus's High's big night at the DoubleTree Hilton Miami Airport Convention Center on Friday had a jungle
theme.
That's a mouthful. It really is, man.
Do that again. The DoubleTree Hilton Miami Airport Convention Center.
Where's the prom?
Staff and student organizers spruced up the room with the jungle-themed decorations and made arrangements for several animals to be brought in. Among them was a tiger in a cage. I mean, I do like the fact that their resources, they didn't stop.
Yeah, but they roll a little different out of Miami, don't they?
A little bit. A
tiger in a cage at a prom.
Now, this angered some who said it was animal abuse for the sake of entertainment.
Hmm. Oh.
So people are a little upset about it.
Was he going to be in the cage either way?
Becomes people abuse if he's not in the cage.
Yeah, very quickly.
Prom abuse.
Boy, could you imagine if the tiger got out of the cage, what the scene of the prom would be?
See, that's my fear.
So they brought the tiger out when they brought a fire juggler out.
Okay.
So they had a fire juggler act.
That is one heck of a
it's
prom.
Like a show.
It really is.
God.
I would have bought tickets to this
now,
one.
Now, what was your fear there, Dunaway?
The tiger getting out.
You would not have enjoyed prom, would you? You'd have been scared the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely, because at that point, you've got somebody who is not like with the San Diego Zoo running this transport here.
It's Ed.
Yeah.
Ed,
some guy who...
Ed from the Tiger Shop.
Whose dad...
He's going to be fine. I gave him a Benadryl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing if the big bunny got out. What was the thing called last week?
Oh,
2 weeks ago?
The serval. The African serval.
Yeah. I guess that did not have a happy ending.
We have no idea. I'd like to know how that.
But you know, if that gets out, I'm not going to be too concerned. Tiger gets out, we got a problem.
Yeah, we got issues.
Last year, Britain approved the Digital Economy Act 2017, which included strict new rules regarding access to pornographic websites. Now, when the law goes into effect later this year, regulators have suggested that users will be able to purchase a so-called porn pass from their local newsstand to verify their age. Now, the law will require websites to verify the user's ages or face stiff penalties. Those who don't comply risk being blocked by internet service providers and would face fines of up to $350,000. However, the implementation of those rules has been delayed to give the British Board of Film Classification more time to draft its guidelines. Once it does so, those new guidelines will require approval from Parliament. Now, the government has said that the industry will be responsible to create the verification software with platforms such as MindGeek's Age ID, cited as one of the ways to verify a user's age. However, there are concerns about the implications for privacy under such a framework.
Now, so the takeaway is you have to go to the store and buy a pass.
Can I get a Sports Illustrated and a porn pass?
The store will sell a porn pass, a 16-digit code for around $20. That would require a driver's license or a passport to verify the buyer's age.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you hang on 1 second? I need a price check on a porn pass.
It's not for me. It's a gift certificate.
This happens a little more than seems to be the norm. An Iowa man says his dog inadvertently shot him while they were roughhousing on Wednesday. Don't we have this like every 6 months?
Happens all the time.
I just don't believe it.
You roughhouse with your dog?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to shoot you.
51-year-old Richard Remy of Fort Dodge.
That was my dog voice. Yeah, he's a hound.
Told police he was playing with his dog Baloo on the couch. And when he tossed his dog off his lap, he says the pit bull Labrador mix bounded up and must have disabled the safety on his gun in his belly band and stepped on the trigger. So he's packing gun over his junk playing with his dog at the same time, right?
Not a good idea.
I guess that gun blew up. The name of the dog, Baloo.
Okay, yeah.
We got that. Now, the gun fired, striking one of Remy's legs. He was treated at a hospital, released later that day. Remy told the Messenger newspaper that Baloo was, quote, a big wuss and laid down beside him and cried because he thought he had done something wrong. Well, he did.
Well, he did. You shot me.
Right.
You should be roughhousing. Probably hurt the dog a little bit and dog
time
fired
out.
Back.
These are completely awesome. I've got some famous movies that were given another title in other countries.
Like there's probably a translation issue, right?
This is incredible. Okay, ready? Pretty Woman in China was, I'll marry a prostitute and save money.
For two, please.
Kind of what he did.
Free Willy in China. A very powerful whale runs to heaven.
You ain't got no legs.
Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory in Denmark was the boy who drowned in chocolate sauce. I love Die Hard in Russia was Tough Guy.
The old Tough Guy.
What movie are you going to see? Tough Guy.
Never Been Kissed in the Philippines was Because She's Ugly. And finally, The Matrix in France was the people who traverse dimensions while wearing sunglasses.
Can you get that on the sign? What are you guys going to see?
Okay, I got some dinner facts for you guys.
All right.
I'd heard this one before. Tommy Lee Jones hated working with Jim Carrey while filming Batman Forever. Jim Carrey initially came in and said hello during the set. Tommy Lee's response was, I hate you. Oof. I really don't like you. I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
Well, the reason being, I think it was Ace Ventura. Ace Ventura was the number one movie, and Tommy Lee Jones put all his heart and soul in Ty Cobb. And, got killed by Ace Ventura, and he hated that fact that a stupid slapstick movie beat Cobb.
Well, on top of that, though, it appears Tommy Lee Jones could be a little crusty. I mean, that wouldn't surprise you, right?
He is crusty, yeah. Well, he's an Ivy Leaguer. He's an Ivy Leaguer that's a classically trained actor, and you get a guy like Jim Carrey who's making 15 times the money, and look, Jim Carrey, you either liked him or you hated him.
Yeah.
Well, it really wasn't a great
clearly area. We know where Tommy Lee stood.
Another dinner fact here. I guess this was a big deal in the 70s where people wanted to say Bruce Lee could fight Muhammad Ali. Bruce Lee was asked about it, and he was absolutely convinced. Do you think he thought he would win or lose?
Well, he thought he could win because of the martial art.
He was convinced he would lose in a fight to Muhammad Ali. His quote, look at my hand. That's a little Chinese hand. He'd kill me, end quote.
At least he was realistic.
That's a fast-ass hand, though, man.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but one punch from Muhammad Ali.
Lights out.
Yeah.
But when you go leg sweep?
I'd do anything but take a punch, yes.
Yeah.
Another dinner fact, Florida outlawed recreational dwarf tossing back in 1989.
Just the recreational dwarf tossing,
it was a
right?
blast in 88 down there, though. Yeah.
Now, Dunaway, your favorite band is?
Is The Killers.
And that makes you a?
A killer?
Good. That's right.
That's right, Jim. Everybody
fans
keep an eye
of
on
the
Dunaway.
Band are known as something.
I have no idea.
Well, you're
a Swifty with Taylor Swift.
You're actually a victim. Fans of the band The Killers are known as the victims.
That's perfect for you, Jim.
I have always been a victim.
Yes.
Final dinner fact for you. In 1988, a musical version of Stephen King's Carrie opened on Broadway. Now, the show was met with hisses and boos from the audience. The actress playing the mother resigned on opening night after nearly being decapitated by a moving set piece.
Whoa.
Boy, that would have really got the blood going, wouldn't it?
Man.
Hey, can you go ahead and put in the buckets? We got six more shows this week, and making that blood every night is just a pain.
It did close after five performances. That would suck to be the actress that portrayed Carrie having to get that blood dumped on
you. Well, you only do it five times. Yeah. So.
But every night. having to jump in the shower.
Boy, I mean, somebody would have to think the decapitation was part of the show, right?
Oh, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Wow, this special effect.
And then the head rolls in your lap.
Your acting was insane.
You'd sit there for a while going, man, this is really scary.
How did they do that?
Why is nobody else saying anything? They forget their lines?
Did you guys?
Line, please. Line.
Did you guys see the 1976 film, Carrie?
Never seen it, no.
I've seen the
scene.
That's
pretty disturbing.
They didn't treat her. It was bullying, man.
It was bullying.
They didn't treat her right.
But she got them back.
That's trash.
She did.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up. Looks long. Has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.